Eliminating lead ammunition is clearly in the best interests of humans, but it is even more vital for wildlife, including the game species hunters claim to do such a great job of conserving. The vast bulk of the lead shot used for hunting each year in the United States does not touch the target. Even in successful hits, there's always some literal scatter shot that falls to the land or water below. Many upland game birds, including doves, pheasants, turkeys, quail, and prairie chickens, as well as non-game songbirds, pick up grit, including lead pellets from the soil, to help their gizzards grind up food. Bottom feeding and predatory fish such as largemouth bass, trout, and carp, as well as waterfowl, do the same thing, picking up and swallowing tiny stones, lead pellets, and grit in the muck at the bottom of lakes, rivers, and streams. And any fish who swallow lead tackle but get away from the angler are also subject to lead toxicity. In all these cases, the lead bioaccumulates in their bodies. Experts learned in the 1950s that about 2 million waterfowl were dying every year from lead poisoning. Yet the NRA and many hunters fought vigorously against prohibiting lead shot, even specifically for waterfowl hunting. Fortunately, at least some duck hunters understood that protecting ducks from lead was essential if they wanted to maintain sustainable numbers for the survival of their sport. This changed the political calculus, so starting in 1987, a federal ban on lead for waterfowl hunting was phased in, and by 1991, all waterfowl hunting nationwide was finally limited to non-lead shot. Despite this, lead shot continues to rain down on many wetlands because in most places, hunters are still allowed to use lead shot for hunting upland game, even when the small mammals and so-called upland birds are in a wetland. The harm to fish, birds, and mammals swallowing lead pellets and sinkers outright is only a fraction of the problem. Predators and scavengers eating them also ingest lead. Fortunately for people who eat game fish, lead tends to settle in fish bones, scales, and internal organs rather than their meat. It's the animals who swallow fish whole, such as loons and herons, and those who eat big chunks of the fish, such as bald eagles and osprey, who ingest significant quantities of lead from contaminated fish. Bald and golden eagles and ravens scavenge on deer and other large game that was hit by gunshot but eluded the hunter before dying, and on the gut piles of those that didn't get away. Every year, the Raptor Center, Reggie, and other rehab facilities nationwide treat distressing numbers of bald eagles, the numbers spiking during deer hunting season, and most of the eagles admitted suffer from severe lead poisoning. In a groundbreaking study conducted between 2010 and 2018 by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and U.S. Geological Survey, researchers collected blood samples from over 600 live bald and golden eagles and liver, femur, and feather samples from almost 600 dead bald and golden eagles over all four seasons in 38 states representing all four flyways. Almost 50% of the eagles they sampled showed evidence of repeated exposure to lead. In 1986, the year I started producing For the Birds, every California condor in existence was brought into captivity, and every single one of them was suffering from very high blood levels of lead. We started reintroducing them back to the wild in 1992, and conservationists worked tirelessly to keep them from ingesting lead by working with farmers and ranchers to dispose of safe carcasses in special condor feeding areas. But hunting is very popular in California, a state with a robust varmint hunting tradition, too. In addition to all the ways lead ammo harms wildlife, California hunters can shoot coyotes, ground squirrels, and jackrabbits without limit and without picking up the carcasses. So condors were still ingesting high levels of lead. Next time, I'll talk about how two governors, one a Democrat and one a Republican, signed laws that ultimately ended the use of lead in all hunting in California, but how the current administration in Washington, D.C. is trying to turn the clock back to make sure tons of lead continue to rain down on our natural world. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.